Dave Allen with Kathy Mezzalingua. She serves as the president and board chairwoman of the St. Agatha Foundation. She joins us this morning. Kathy, good morning. Always great to have you on. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm great. How are you?
You have a big event coming up. And
we
sure do. It's a little extra special this year. Why is that?
It's 15 years since my daughter started the foundation. She started it before she died, so it's actually a little longer, but she passed away 15 years ago. And we're having a big celebration for 15 years. We have helped over 12,000 women in the past 15 years with our breast cancer funds that she ordained should be given to women who cannot afford their breast cancer bills.
Your daughter, Lori, was one of the first people that I met when I moved to Syracuse. And it really set the tone for what this community is all about. She just had a heart of gold and a smile that would light up the room no matter what the situation. And so many of us miss her terribly. What has changed over the years? You've been doing this event for a number of years now. This is the 15th anniversary. You're calling it The Promise Continues. What has changed over the years?
What has changed is that we have made women aware, more and more women aware, and that's our goal. No woman should have to suffer from breast cancer bills. My daughter wanted them to concentrate on healing. Just focus on getting better, and we'll take care of your bills. If you don't have enough insurance, if you're uninsured or underinsured, we will help you, not only with your medical bills, but your personal bills, your household bills, your employment, your loss of work, your child care. We're going to just swoop in and take care of everything. And that's what has changed, is the fact that we've reached so many women. And we are, people have heard of us now. In the very beginning, no one knew what St. Agatha was. And now I think people are beginning to understand what we're doing, and they realize that we are giving money away. It's a hard sell to know that we're actually giving money away.
What's the footprint that the foundation covers?
Well, there's eight counties in central New York, and we are all of them contiguous to Onondaga. It's Onondaga, Johns, Jefferson, Lawrence, St. Lawrence, Oswego, Oneida, Madison, Cortland, and Cayuga. And with the funds gained from this, from our gala on Thursday night, we hope to move into more counties and maybe increase our services, go a little deeper with women, perhaps counseling, compassionate services, care, alternative, so that we can offer women full service.
Nice. Kathy, the event's Thursday night at the On Center. If folks are interested in attending, how do they find out about tickets?
We have some single tickets left. We're pretty almost sold out, but there are some single tickets left if people want to come. I would say go to our website, stagathafoundation.org, and we'll try to fit them in. We don't want to turn people away because there are people who are very much in need of our services, and we just want to make them feel better and know that we can help them. There's no need to be. The first thing that they hear when they realize that they have breast cancer, when they hear that diagnosis, is, "What am I going to do? I don't want to lose my job. I don't have enough insurance." We want to erase those fears.